Archaeologist Serge Cassin has investigated the significance of megaliths to prehistoric peoples.
You can commemorate an ancestor's tomb with a standing stone. You can also use them to show a person's change of status and that person's ability to mobilize a large labor force to raise the stones. And the stones could be used to safeguard a person's future. For example, the stone is used to offer protection over a field of crops. These three functions of standing stones can coexist on an enormous site like Karnak. And it's this symbolic use of standing stones that characterizes the Neolithic age, 5,000 to 6,000 years ago.
When the Neolithic age reached Britain, over 1,000 stone monuments were built, from the Orkneys to Cornwall. In the Stonehenge region, one of the earliest examples of the ceremonial use of stone is the West Kennet burial chamber.
We see a whole host of changes accompanying the shift from hunter-gatherers in the Mesolithic to farmers in the Neolithic. And that involved communal building projects like Stonehenge, ultimately, but before that, projects like West Kennet.